Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of B&A Sports Talk. So today, I kind of want to talk about the Giants game. Let's do it. I kind of realized what I want to do now. I want to focus more towards just the Giants, you know, because sometimes you expand your net too far out. Like, you focus on the Giants, you're like, oh, I wonder what's going on in the rest of the league. I want to just focus on Giants. So let's nail the Giants down and then branch out eventually when whatever and then go through the cycle again. But I want to talk about, start off, I guess, with Mike Glennon and then go on to Jake Fromm a little bit, because that's ultimately what it's kind of depressing. But, you know, he threw three interceptions, and what he really struggles at is throwing on the run and moving. And that's what you need to do in the modern NFL. We saw it with Tom Brady yesterday. You can't move. You know, like even when things aren't working, and when things go bad, at least you can move your feet, you know? So that's an asset that you need to have in the modern NFL. And can we just talk about that Trayvon Diggs interception? You know, that was not – you. Even when you play it slow motion and you see, oh, he had the ball. He had the ball for, what, 0.5 milliseconds on the ground. Kenny Golladay did a great job, and I praise Kenny Golladay for trying to get that ball out. I would have just let him get the pick. You know, you deserve to get that pick because it was a poorly underthrown ball. You know, Kenny Golladay can't separate anyway, but that's another point. But Trayvon Diggs, the ball is – he never controls the ball. If that's the interception, man, I don't even know. Watching in slow motion, watching in fast motion, it came out. And now I have to listen to all these Dallas Cowboys fans. And I'm going to have to listen to them for the entire offseason. You know, Trayvon Diggs had 10 picks. He should really have like three when you count for it. Bad quarterback throws. He's like, the quarterback throws it to an open receiver, and then he underthrows it, and Trayvon gets the pick. Now I have to hear it's just disgusting. Anyway, so what I want to talk about for, you know, Mike Glennon, the offensive line played pretty well, you know? The pass blocking was pretty good. People are kind of banging on Matt Parrott, I think, a little bit too much. I think it's just because of the false start penalties. When you see a player on the highlights, you know, when he makes one bad play. But I think Matt Parrott did pretty well. He outsnapped Nate Solder, meaning they're seeing, I guess, improvement on him. And then they realize Nate Solder's not going to be on the team next year. So it's like, let's develop him. But Andrew freaking, I love Andrew Thomas. Like, sometimes his athleticism towards the outside. There was a couple of times, I think last week, and one time or two times this week where he didn't pick up the stunt real well. And then he realized, so he has to, like, trail the guy. But, you know, Andrew Thomas is just turning into in one of the elite, you know, tackles in this league. And when a tackle's elite, it makes it look easy. Sometimes when watching him, it still seems a little bit hard at points because he doesn't have that, like, elite athleticism to the outside. But, man. And Andrew, what a slam dunk of a pick. That's one of the picks we can, you know, be happy for if we're Giants fans. Well, we are Giants fans. And, so Matt Parrott, he could be the swing tackle next year. I mean, what happened to Matt Parrott? Remember he was so good coming out last year? I guess people figured him out. He's still leaning when he's doing it. That kind of leaves him vulnerable. And it's just overall not good. And Will Hernandez needs to go. Like, when we're talking about draft, we need to draft a first-round interior offensive lineman. Whether it's Linderbaum, whether it's Okwonu. We need to draft somebody like that because Will Hernandez, he just doesn't have the lateral ability and he gets beat. He doesn't have the quickness. He doesn't have any. What does he have? What does he do? You know, and with Matt Parrott as well, one thing I liked about him coming out is his second level blocking. When he gets to that second level, he really locks into guys, and I saw that in a couple plays today. So, you know, Matt Parrott did a good job with that. So the offensive line, overall, it's not horrible, but the thing is with this Giant, what is our identity? Colin Cowherd kind of mentioned it. What is your identity as an offense? Like, we do have an identity. It's running, and it's, taking shots when you can. But what's the Giants' offensive? I actually like, so far, I'm not like a football analyst, but I've been saying it. I like Freddie Kitchens' play calling. They had two screens in a row. That was kind of weird. But, no, I like our play calling. What was I saying? What's our offensive identity? You know, we have a lot of versatile pieces, I guess. The defense has an identity. Patrick Graham should win. I had him last year winning the Presidential Medal of Freedom. How in the hell did Patrick Graham let up 21 points to the Cowboys? The Cowboys without, let's count it. Let's count it. Let's see how many players starting earlier this year that are not on the team. Okay, Blake Martinez. Carter Coughlin, he's been injured all year. We haven't had him at all. What's his name? Adoree Jackson. Like, what was his name? Darnay Holmes. You know, Jabril Peppers. Is that it? No, there has to be more, right? And then Leonard Williams playing injured. You know, we had Trent Harris. I mean, you just look. Mentioning Trent Harris is not that big of a deal, but I think you get my point. I mean, the Giants are playing with, and he left 21 points in one of the most prolific offenses in the league. Now, CeeDee Lamb had a couple drops, but without your slot guy, Rodarius Williams out, there was one more. I mean, this is crazy what he's been doing this year, and people blame him. It's like, how'd you let up the. I mean, James Bradbury hasn't even been playing well, and we're still one of the best defenses in the league. And don't give me a Rams. Don't give me, we up 38 points to the Rams. We gave them three short fields where they only had to drive 20 yards for a touchdown. This is really impressive what he's doing. And as far as the offense, what is our identity? I mean, we have, like, when we're all healthy, you know, we have John Ross, a speed guy. You have Darius Slayton, can go deep, but he never gets open anymore unless it's like a schemed open play. I'm like, what happened to his speed? I mean, whatever, and he drops the ball whenever it comes to him. You have Evan Ingram, that's kind of that slot guy as well that you could play. But, you know, he's actually been playing pretty well this year. We have Kenny Golladay, can't separate. You have Kadarius Toney, again, like, just quick, agile, can make a big play. Then you have, like, Saquon, who, you know, Booker is just playing better than him at this point. His burst, it's kind of on and off. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, he does have it back. And then then the next play, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, he doesn't really have it back. Dropping the ball, like, this offense is just, there's no feng shui to it at all. And with the defense, they have a little bit of, a little bit of character to them. And here's a point I kind of want to make. I don't want to get rid of Graham. If we get rid of Judge, we have to get rid of Graham. And defensive coordinators don't grow on trees, you know. And I'm willing to give Joe Judge an extra year, get the offensive coordinator. I'm willing to do that because what else would we do? You know, as Giants fans, you're like, oh, you know, you have to change something. But you know what they say? They say, you know, idiotic things is doing things more than once and expecting a different result. You know, you can do things more than once and get a different result. It's called randomness sometimes. You know, sometimes you get unlucky. I'm not saying this is the case here. But, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, they try the same thing every single year. I'm going to keep on saying it. I made this analogy multiple times. Same thing every single year. They're not going to ever win a championship. Giannis, you should go elsewhere. Well, sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes, you know, Kevin Durant foot is on the line. Sometimes, you know, you have Giannis Antetokounmpo who bends his knee backwards and he comes back. And you're really healthy and you're down 2-0 and then, you know, all of a sudden you surge back. You know, so this thing, trying things more than once, expecting a different result, it's kind of not true. I don't think it's true. You shouldn't expect a different result, but the different results can happen. You just got to trust your process. And I like Joe Judge's process a little bit. Now, the press conferences aren't going to look great because you're losing. Press conferences never look great when you're losing. It's like if you laugh, you know, you're going to be like, oh, this guy doesn't take this seriously. But if you say the same things over and over, but you have to be, the thing is, Joe Judge doesn't ever throw anybody under the bus. I would have cursed out Mike Lennon. I would have cursed him out. Like, how do you throw three picks? You can't move. It's their fault for getting Mike Lennon. I saw it in preseason. Like, this guy barely looks better than, like, Clayton Thorson. I'm like, how did this guy get consistently? People are right. I'm in with that racism thing. I'm generally not a guy like that. How does Mike Glennon consistently get jobs? Maybe because of his smarts, but he was 0-6 in Jacksonville last year. And Gardner Minshew won with that team a little bit. And you can say they're 2-whatever this year. But I mean, how do people like him consistently get jobs? That's what kind of irks me. It does. You know, and we should have just kept Colt McCoy, man. Whatever. But yeah, so what is our identity? And then, again, I kind of want to go back to that point. We should keep Joe Judge because I want to keep Patrick Graham. You can't promote Patrick Graham and then say, Joe Judge, by the way, you're out. I like Patrick Graham. I genuinely like him. You know, if he can win with a bunch of numbskulls, I mean, I'll name out the list again. Jabril Peppers is out, you know, for the season. Blake Martinez, out. These linebackers are slow. Darnay Holmes, Rodarius Williams is the guy we thought. We're like, oh, why did we draft him? Aaron Robinson. I forgot about Aaron Robinson. You know, the only people that are healthy, I guess, is the defensive line. And then you have Lorenzo Carter coming off an Achilles. He's finally looking good. There's somebody else that I'm missing. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, our CB2 really plays like our CB1, Adoree Jackson. And somehow he lets up 21 points to the Cowboys with an offense that goes third and out every single play. So I keep Joe Judge because of Patrick Graham. And you can't all of a sudden have this destability with everything. So that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about today. you know, there's obviously ongoing topics. We'll save them. We'll keep them. And we're going to have the conversation, like, who do we keep? I'd be willing to bring back Lorenzo Carter. I'd be willing to give back, actually Dexter Lawrence is still on contract. But, you know, you have some pieces on this defense. I couldn't see Roche, Aziz. The thing is with this defense, some people are right. You don't have that Aaron Donald. You don't have that Chase Young, the ideal version of Chase Young. You don't have that elite guy. And now in the draft, you're going to have guys around there. I don't think Aiden Hutchinson or Thibodeau is going to fall down to us. Hopefully they do. Hopefully somebody trades up, you know, to get their first bite at the apple for quarterback. And then we'll get the fourth best player in the, you know, in the draft. We'll get, you know, Kyle Hamilton, Derek Stingley, a guy that can be an impact player, a guy that's going to be able to make plays. That's pretty much all I got, I think. So, yeah, I hope you guys did enjoy this video. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys next one. It's not a video, it's a podcast now. Whatever. I kind of get used to that. Bye, guys.